From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office for a five-year term Monday, assuming sweeping new executive powers, pledging to build a strong country. In his acceptance remarks, Mr. Erdogan promised to propel the country forward under a new executive system, including a strong parliament, strong government, and strong Turkey. In unveiling his cabinet, he appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, former ambassador, said while the president is legally the most powerful in recent history, Turkey has shown strong leaders in the past.
In fact, of course, there have been periods when you had a very strong chief executive, certainly if you go back to Kemal Atatürk. So in that respect, it's not unprecedented, but it certainly departs from the post-World War II history of the Turkish state, which has been one of a balance between different institutions, including an elected parliament.
Mr. Erdogan said his new powers are vital for driving growth, ensuring the nation's security following a failed coup, and safeguarding its southern border. Ethiopia and Eritrea declared their long-running border war over. Both Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship in Asmara. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised both countries.
I believe that the recent evolution in relation to between Eritrea and Ethiopia is a very important signal of hope, not only for the two countries, not only for Africa, but for the whole world.
The announcement caps a whirlwind of reform activity launched by Mr. Abiy since assuming office in April. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned Monday amid disagreement in the cabinet over the nation's pending exit from the European Union. He said Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to maintain close trade ties with Brussels amounts to a semi-Brexit. Johnson's replacement is Jeremy Hunt.
And my principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand four square behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
Johnson's departure comes a day after Britain's Brexit Minister David Davis stepped down from his post. May appointed Dominic Raab to replace him. Britain continues negotiations with Brussels over the departure expected in 9 months' time. British authorities are treating the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis as a case of murder after she succumbed Sunday to exposure to a Russian-made nerve agent called Novichok. Neil Basu is Scotland Yard's assistant commissioner.
It is both shocking and utterly appalling that a British citizen has died having been exposed to a Novichok nerve agent. But make no mistake, we are determined to find out how Dawn and her partner, Charlie Rowley, came into contact with such a deadly substance.
Rowley remains critically ill. They were sick and not far from where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter fell ill from Novichok in March. The wife of the late Nobel laureate and political dissident Liu Xiaobo, Liu Xia, has left China for Germany after 8 years of virtual house arrest. It comes at an end of a visit to Germany by Premier Li Keqiang. Rescue divers safely guided four more boys out of a flooded cave complex in northern Thailand Monday. Chiang Rai Provincial Acting Governor Narongsat Osthanakorn said they're happy and well after the more than two-week ordeal, but need to remain separated from others because of the concern of infection. With heavy monsoon rains forecast, the mission to quickly retrieve the remaining four boys and their coach remains urgent. Rescuers in western Japan are searching for survivors of flooding and landslides that left more than 120 dead. It's being called Japan's worst flood disaster since 1982. President Donald Trump late Monday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the 9-member U.S. Supreme Court.
What matters is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require. I am pleased to say that I have found, without doubt, such a person.
Kavanaugh must be confirmed by a divided Senate to replace the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. U.S. stocks gained for a third straight session Monday, with the benchmark Dow Jones adding more than 300 points to 24,776 following an upbeat jobs report last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.